You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. My co-host Adora Udoji is on assignment. She'll be back on Monday. But we are covering the last three contests of the Democratic campaign, the Democratic nominating process. Let's tee up the last three events in this long, strange trip. This weekend, the Democratic Party is going to attempt to come together and sort out what's going to happen with the delegates from Florida and Michigan. That's in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. On Sunday, we've got the primary in Puerto Rico worth 55 delegates, but it's not clear those delegates really matter at this point. And then, of course, on Tuesday, the last two primaries, Montana and South Dakota. Joining us to discuss these last events in this process and the long, strange trip this entire campaign has been is Joe Trippi. He's worked for everyone from Walter Mondale to John Edwards and managed Howard Dean's 2004 presidential campaign. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
I mean, this really has been a campaign for the books. As a political analyst and someone who was even involved in the Edwards campaign, what's it been like for you?
They're all strange trips. And this one's maybe been a little bit longer. I mean, 1980, when I worked for Senator Kennedy, went all the way to the convention. So in a lot of ways, this reminds me of that time. But it's been a historic year as well. I mean, you know, who would have thought that one party would be have a fight between what would have been the first woman president and the first African American president of one of them would go all the way and win. So it's been exciting and long, but it's about to be over.
It seems to me that the headlines from this campaign, aside from the fact that we do have the first woman and the first African-American with a real shot at making it to the White House, it seems to me the headline is turnout on the part of the Democrats in the primaries and also fundraising tactics. Talk about turnout first, Joe.
Well, I mean, the turnout's been historic all the way through, including I think you'll see that in some of these contests that, you know, which pretty much don't matter or may not matter very much, but it's been that way all the way through. That I think it'll be a huge advantage for Democrats in the general election. There's been a lot of young people getting more involved and an increased turnout pretty much across the board. And you just don't see that kind of interest or activity on the other side. Even when McCain was, you know, actually competing with Huckabee and others for the nomination, they just weren't turning out that kind of getting an increased turnout on the other side. You don't see that kind of increased. It's actually more of a depressed turnout on the other side, which should worry Republicans going into the general election.
Talking about fundraising tactics, in some ways it seems as though the Obama campaign, with its focus on online fundraising and small donors, has really taken a page from the tactics that you and Howard Dean pioneered 4 years ago. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think it's one of the big mistakes of the Clinton campaign. It's like two campaigns looked at 2004. The Clinton campaign seemed to think that the internet and some of the tools we use were sort of a fad, and that their top-down strategy would work like it always had. And the Obama campaign looked at it and, realizing that the tools had become a lot better, decided they could do it better than the Dean campaign had been able to do back then. And I think actually that's all the difference. It's why he's raised more money. It's why he won the caucus states, because he had so many volunteers over the net that he was able to plug into his strong paid organization. Clinton couldn't do that in those caucus states. She couldn't figure out, they didn't have a mechanism to put or the volunteers, online volunteers, to work for her. So in the Obama campaign, they actually had all these volunteers delivering them caucus victories for free, and also contributing to pay for the paid portion of Obama's caucus organization, you know, while the Clinton campaign was running out of money. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. We've cast you generously as prescient because of these fundraising and small donor tactics. But I'm wondering if even you, as recently as, say, 2 years ago, would have thought that out there in this kind of small donor fundraising, volunteer-based campaign world, that there were $200 million that were tappable, because that's what Obama seems to have raised, almost $200 million in these small donors. Did you think that much money was out there?
Yeah, actually, in the last chapter of my book, I said that that would happen, and I corrected myself about 3 years ago and said that I believed that the Democrat this time would raise about $500 million that way. I still believe that's going to happen in the general election alone. I think Obama may raise $500 million, and because the numbers are so small. Yeah, you had 57 million people vote for John Kerry in the last election. 5 million of those people giving $100 to Barack Obama is totally conceivable.
Conceivable
for Hillary Clinton as well, because the internet allows that to happen. I think it's going to happen in the general.
I want to talk with you, and actually, I guess we're going to introduce here in a moment about what's going on in Puerto Rico over the weekend. But just quickly, how has Howard Dean managed this campaign? He's the head of the DNC and has certainly been talking a lot when Hillary and Barack Obama were going at it, intensely maybe a few weeks ago. How do you think he's handled this?
I think he's done an incredible job. I mean, I think, no party chairman could have handled the Michigan and Florida thing. That happens at every, there's always in a contested race that kind of stuff, and the state parties are doing things that they shouldn't do. And, it's a tough wire to walk between the campaigns and those state organizations, state parties. But for the most part, I mean, in terms of 50-state strategy, the victories we had in 2006, the way it looks like we're on our way on the congressional side to victories in a very competitive presidential race where we're ahead. And, the one place where I think people, including myself, are surprised is that he was able to sort of stay under the fray, beneath the fray, and he was a guy who liked to walk into controversy and cause it. And did
but Joe, I mean, he's a doctor. He's a medical doctor. I got to figure he's not used to being ignored by people he's diagnosed.
No, that's my point. I thought that was going to be very, very hard for him to do.
But he did it.
Yeah. Which I think is an amazing thing for him.
All right. Well, joining us now is a reporter for the syndicated public radio show Latino USA, Carol King from San Juan, Puerto Rico. As you know, Joe, and as you, our listeners, know, the Puerto Rico Democratic primary is this weekend. 555 delegates are at stake. They're not decisive, but in many ways, this contest in San Juan, in Puerto Rico, is kind of a diorama of the Democratic Party's relationship to Latino voters. Carol, how's it going?
Well, it's actually getting pretty close to contributing to be decisive. If Barack Obama hoped to close a gap after a major poll in April by Time Magazine, which gave Hillary 51% and Obama 50% and Obama 37%. He hasn't done it because the new poll has just come out by the daily newspaper here, El Vocero, and it's now 51% to 38%. So it's still a 13% spread for Hillary.
So Hillary's going to lead. Hillary's going to win this.
But if Obama maintains that floor of 38%, that means he'll get at least 24 of the 55 pledged delegates here out of the island, which analysts are saying is more than sufficient to keep him on target for getting that nomination next week.
Well, Carol, Hillary got a bit of an endorsement from Ricky Martin here. Let's listen for just a second. What's the significance of Ricky Martin declaring that Hillary is all she, Hillary's Ricky Martin's candidate? How significant is that?
Well, Willie Colon is also on board with Hillary, and Hillary is extremely popular here, and I'm sure that throws more support to her. But I think that the Clinton camp is a bit worried because they have been campaigning furiously down here.
And Obama's pretty good in the native language there in Puerto Rico, right?
Well, he's certainly giving that impression. He just came out with a television ad where he speaks with quite a good Spanish accent. And, in fact, I was out on the street yesterday at rush hour talking to people, waiting for the bus to go home. And I found that a lot of people in the popular sectors, meaning the working-class neighborhoods, waiting for the bus from work to get back to home, were telling me that they like Obama. And I would ask them why, and they said, He speaks Spanish.
Interesting. Carol, hold it right there. I'm going to get a final question from Joe Trippi. Joe, we just have a few seconds. What is the significance of the Puerto Rico primary come November, do you think?
Well, it have no significance come November.
But it certainly indicates an interesting relationship between Latino voters and the Democrats with all these pictures.
No, it does that, but I mean, they can't vote in the general election.
Right.
And so I think.
Well, Joe and Carol, we actually got to leave it right there. Carol King, reporter for the syndicated public radio show Latino USA. Joe Trippi, of course, from the Dean campaign and political strategist for the Democratic Party.
Thank you,
thanks.
John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.